Hello and welcome everybody to On My X Podcast, a podcast about gaming, some pop culture stuff and more. This week I'm going to discuss some information about PS5. They released some actual video of the UI. You know, it only took 3 weeks to release before they decided to do it. Some other Xbox news as far as Digital Foundry and other impressions people have had with the console, because a lot of people have had it for a while, and more. All right, so the main story, as I said at the top, was Sony finally released a video of the UI in action on the PS5, and in they showed a lot of it, actually the whole entire thing, which is pretty nice and about time. All right, sorry, I had to get a sip of coffee because it's the best, but so anyway, basically, the UI, it looked good. Like I said, it looked pretty, it was fast. I mean, it should be. I think the fact that the UI and the PS4 and the Xbox One, at least initially, got a lot faster, but the speed with which you were able to navigate was just criminally slow. I mean, I think that if you go back, I still think the best UI was on the 360 with those damn blades. Like, that thing was quick. It made that cool whoosh, whoosh, whoosh sound that everybody knows. And if you're listening, you heard that exact sound in your head just now. It is great. Was great. And the Xbox One, when they launched, it tried to change it. And they changed it. I've changed it. I've had so many iterations since launch. It's crazy. But I will say, at least they've done things to improve it and tried to change it for the better. Whereas Sony and the PS4, it kind of launches is, and it never changed, except for minor updates. It has like the crossbar up top, and never liked that. I did kind of like the motion wallpaper, I guess, you could put on there, and because Xbox finally now has it in the Series X. But, I mean, again, you don't look at it that much. You know, you turn your console on, you see it, and then you launch a game, so it's not that big of a deal. But, yeah, I mean, the thing with Sony is the PS4... allegedly the new store on the PS5 is finally native in the console, whereas in the PS4 it was a separate app, so you had to launch the app and then it would take forever to load, to go into it and then to download stuff. And that's ridiculous to me. That I could see when the system came out it being a separate app, but in the 7 years it was out, you'd think they would have changed it, updated it, you know, made it a native app so it doesn't take forever to load. But they never did anything, apparently. So it just seems kind of odd to me that they would, take that long. But I digress. The new consoles, the new UI, it looks pretty good. Has a bunch of stuff like cards and like screen share and all this other stuff, which I'll get into. But the big thing to me is, again, first of all, it's just UI, but, and you want it to be intuitive, you want it to work, you don't want it to be crappy, but it's definitely similar to Xbox. Like, a lot of the stuff that it says that it's doing is stuff that Xbox does or had done. I mean, if you remember back in 2013, before the Xbox One launched, they were all about the TV pass-through. You could snap an app, and again, on the PS5, you can have, like, somebody watch your screen. And they can invite you to watch your screen. Oh, you can have a little screen. You can move it around. And again, when the Xbox One came out, that you could snap things. And you could have TV if you have the TV pass-through. So you could be watching NFL, whatever, on the screen on the side. Or you could snap Twitch. You could snap Skype. You could do anything. And at the time, people were like, oh, that's crazy. I want my console to be a console. And now, looking back, that was very forward-thinking. And now it's a shame that they obviously since got rid of it, because I used the TV pass-through a little bit and it was pretty cool. Granted, now a lot of stuff people have moved away from traditional cable like DirecTV and such. But I wish that you could, because I have YouTube TV now, that I could run them simultaneously and put YouTube TV's little window. You can't do that on PS5 either, but you could in the original Xbox, the original UI for the Xbox One. And it's just crazy to me how forward thinking that was. Even DRM, people were like, oh, I don't want my console always on. That's ridiculous. And now look at it. People, I mean, I'd say 90% of people that play a console have it always on anyway. You just do. You have it plugged in. You have it on Wi-Fi. I mean, look at your phone. Your phone's always on. And but again, 7 years ago, that was a foreign thing. And so it's just funny that Sony's doing that now. And if you watch again, this is fanboys. They talk about the UI. They're cream in their pants. Oh, it's the best UI ever. And it's like, it's not bad. But Microsoft tried it. Nobody liked it at the time. So, but yeah, it looked cool. The whole aspect of the cards thing looked kind of interesting, where you could the cards you it essentially shows a card, and they kept showing Sackboy, and which is the next gen game, but not the most graphically intensive. So I imagine they cherry pick their game just like Microsoft likes to do, and it showed the cards and like the time to complete an achievement essentially. And again, Microsoft's been doing that too, where your achievement tracker, you can put a little UI right on your screen, and it can track your achievement, like how long you have to play and do this and that before you get said achievement. So again, something Microsoft's done that Sony's finally implementing, and this is all a good thing, because that's the point of competition, is you see a company do something and you implement the same thing and improve upon it. So that's all a good thing. It's all nice stuff. Hopefully also seeing some stuff Sony does, Microsoft, who actually seems more apt to changing their UI and their dashboard, will maybe implement some of those items as well. The one thing I think is cool is the screen share. So in this, it showed that, oh yeah, I'll get screen share in a second. But the other funny thing was in the video, it showed, oh, somebody sends you a party, an invite to a party, and you just hit the middle button and you go to your party. And again, it's like, Xbox been doing that forever. I don't know, maybe PS4 has done that too. They just were reiterating that. I'm not sure. But it's just funny they made that as like a point that, somebody sends you an invite, you hold a button, you join it. I mean, that's how it should be anyway. So I just thought that was kind of funny. But yeah, the screen share, the feature is kind of cool, where you can be playing a game. Again, they were showing Sackboy, and he got an invite to screen share with his friend. And his friend was playing, of course, a last gen PS4 game, not a next gen one, playing Lost Legacy. And it was just his gameplay screen. I think that is kind of cool to be able to watch your friend play. Now, they were touting it as like, oh, I'm stuck in a spot. I don't know how to do it. And your friend happens to be playing the same game, and then you watch him do it. Like, I can see that with some things, but. The other thing though that you do is you whip out your phone. This is going to be infinitely faster, and you just go on YouTube and you type how to beat whatever in whatever you're playing, and it's there. And so that from that aspect, I don't know if people are going to use it for that reason. Maybe just to watch somebody else play a game, which is kind of cool. I mean, if it's your friend playing, that's cool. But I mean, usually if you have a friend on, you're playing something together, But the other thing too is there's Twitch. Like, you want somebody to play a game, just launch Twitch, So it just seems that aspect's kind of silly. But if you just want to use it just to watch somebody play, then that's cool. At least, again, it's not a bad thing. It's there. It's just for me personally, if my friends are online, we're probably playing something together. I don't need to, necessarily watch them play something. And if I have a question and I don't know how to get past a part, I'll go on YouTube and look it up. Now, granted, some of those videos on YouTube either are way too long. It's like a 20-minute video to show you like a 10-second thing that you need, which I get. So Sony implemented to combat that this other system where it's like basically hints. So you're stuck at some part in a game, and then Sony has a video of that part being beaten. And if it has spoilers, it'll say contains spoilers, but it's trying to avoid it. So I think that's kind of interesting if Sony puts it in there, but to avoid spoilers, because that can happen if you go online, and I'd imagine it'll be condensed. It'll be like really short, the actual thing being beaten, not really long, ad friendly, stoke in their channel type of crap. But the other thing I was thinking too is, so let's say there's a boss and there's a way to beat him. Now, if you just look at the way Sony tells you to beat it, because again, this is all first party stuff. Third parties, that's the other thing I'll get to. Third parties, I don't think are going to implement it so well. Just like the whole point of their controller, who's going to implement stuff in the controller, right? First party, of course. But are you going to sit there and tell EA, oh, hey, EA, you know, in your Jedi Fallen Order 2, can you make sure to put little tutorial videos that don't contain spoilers, you know, just for us? Like, that's not going to happen. You know, I don't think it'll happen for the most part. Sony will do it, of course, but third party, I mean, good luck. And what's their incentive to do it? I mean, spend extra time and money to make that when they know somebody will just go to YouTube and do it? The other thing, too, is that if you beat a boss, again, it's all single player stuff typically. Sony will show you like the official way to beat him, right? Like, oh, you have to power up or do this or that and blah, blah, blah. Whereas if you go online, you find out, well, you could do that or you could do it this way, which is easier. And you are essentially cheesing it. You know, you're cheesing the boss and it's a lot easier way to do it. And so Sony's not going to show you those aspects of it, right? Because why would they? You know, they want you to play their game. So again, I think that's good stuff. None of it's really bad, but I just feel like it's going to go end up being underutilized, much like the controller and the PS5. The features just aren't going to be utilized, I don't think, but who knows? Again, good UI. Looks pretty cool. Definitely need an improvement if you look at the old PS4 UI. Nothing but good things, really. Just some stuff you might not use, but who cares? There's plenty of stuff on every UI that nobody uses at all, so who really cares? But yeah, so that was mostly that. There were some little tidbits, but nothing, at least to me, that I thought were that interesting or noteworthy. So the other big news that came out from Sony this week was that they announced that they have the ability, Sony, to record your party chats. Now, they've come out since and said they should have clarified it, that it essentially can only record the last 5 minutes of a party chat. And their reasons for doing it is so that if you play with somebody, you can report them for saying something naughty or something you don't like, and then they can then go into it and review it. Now, I don't know about you, but being that I used to be Leo, I know quite a bit about the Fourth Amendment and your reasonable expectation of privacy. I also feel as though that is their ability to just record it is kind of a violation of that right. Also, maybe some First Amendment stuff, because they're going to limit your speech. It's kind of like, well, I could say, like, I think you're an a-hole or screw your mom or whatever it is. And then somebody reports it, and then, you know, Sony decides to ban me or whatever they're going to do because they deem that speech to be hate speech or whatever they deem it, you know, not good for their platform, whatever. But, I mean, unless you're saying something actually egregious, which, again, you can say these things. You might not agree with bad things people say, but at least in the United States, you sure as hell have the right to say them, with exceptions, of course, fire in a theater, that type of thing. But the thought that they could – that they would be recording it, I don't like that idea. I mean, who knows? Maybe Microsoft records it or Discord. Anybody records stuff. I mean, the government, who freaking knows? You want to put your tinfoil hat on, that's fine. But to come out and just say that you're going to do that, I don't like that. That's not good to me. So that's one of the things that I don't like with, you know, just something that Microsoft never seems to do that. But I mean, again, like I just said, they could be doing it and I don't know, but you know, ignorance is bliss, right? So if they're doing it, whatever. But I also don't say stupid shit on there that is going to get me banned or whatever. So I get that. But still, the thought that something that they can just do it what they want, I don't know. Like you're playing a game and with somebody, even like when you play any random online game, my one friend we play with, he always likes to add, we'll play Apex, whatever, and we'll invite a person in there, somebody we don't know, and we'll invite them. And let's say we're chatting in the party chat, and then one of us says something he doesn't like, and we're like, all right, well, we'll play with you later, and then, you know, you kick him out. He doesn't like what you said, he reports you, and then you have some issue. I don't like that business, you know, like, I just think that's kind of, that can set kind of a scary precedent of what they deem as, good and bad things to say. But again, we'll see. Maybe they will reverse course on that, but that has yet to be seen. Moving on from there, another story about this is pretty dumb actually, is that the PS5 in that video, Sony announced that the UI or the dashboard is going to run at 4K with HDR elements, whatever the F the HDR elements means. It either is HDR and has it or it is not. So I don't know what that means, but it has that. And then again, these are fanboys, not normal people. Fanboys, you know, you go on YouTube and see the videos, are trashing the Xbox UI, as right now the preview units only run in 1080p in the UI. You know, that big difference, right? And, you know, Microsoft already stated that it's not final and that there'll be an update before launch. So it probably will be in 4K, but the whole, it just brought up all this really dumb discussion about what, you know, a UI, what it needs to run at, what it should run at to look better and this and that. And, you know, maybe Microsoft realized, or even Sony, if they wanted to realize, hey, you know, why would we dedicate any amount of essential firepower from the console to running this thing at 4K? Like, who gives a crap? You know, maybe lower resolution, it runs better. I mean, that's kind of how games work. So maybe the UI is the same. But again, it was just these videos I saw and some Twitter folks on the YouTube and stuff just talking about the UI. And I just thought it was such a funny thing because you could show the two next to somebody they wouldn't even know. And nobody really cares. They really don't. I just think that's so funny. But yeah, I thought I'd bring that up. Just a dumb little story. I don't care. I guess the Xbox One X runs at 1080p. The UI, I don't know. No clue. But, you know, when you get that new Series X and that PS5, hopefully you got that 4K UI because you look at that and go, damn, that's 4K with HDR elements. So, moving on. Microsoft announced today, actually, that the Master Chief Collection will run 120 frames multiplayer. You'll get a Series X and S upgrade. So, that's pretty sweet. Get that 120. I mean, that's... I love Halo's probably my favorite, definitely shooter series, and have that running at 120. Oh my god! I mean, what a redemption story for that game in general. Master Chief Collection came out 14, and before launch, if you liked Halo, you're like, oh my god, it's the best multiplayer collection of games ever. And then it was a complete S show. It didn't work. Online was janky. If you got into a game, it just wouldn't fill up. Everything about it was bad, which really hurt the sales of the game originally. And it took years and years until, I don't know, maybe 18, maybe early last year, they finally were able to update it enough to make it actually worth it. And so the game now runs very smoothly. You find a game, no problem, especially being on Game Pass. It's a good thing. And it's on PC. So I think there's cross-play. I honestly don't know. Or you can enable it. I think you can enable it. And so there's a good player pool, which is really good. But that game has made quite the redemption, and now having it run at 120, that's a good thing. Especially since Infinite was delayed, so at least people will have a Halo fix to play in their new console, so some kind of upgrades to it. And I imagine the load times will be pretty quick due to the SSD in the Series X and S, so that'll be a good thing. I think that's pretty cool. If I had a console, I'd look forward to playing that on there for sure. All right, so sticking with Xbox, moving on. Digital Foundry put a video up doing a thermal test with the Series X where they had, you know, I guess it must have been an attachment. It looked like to an old Samsung, so I guess it's an attachment. I don't think it's an app, but maybe it is. I'm not sure. But they did a heat and they did some other device they had hooked on it to see the voltage that it put out. It was various games, showed Gears 5, is that the last one? Gears 5, yeah, Gears 5, Dirt 5, Yakuza, a bunch of other games. And essentially, you know, the hottest part was the air vents coming up top. It showed it. You should watch the video if you're interested. It's kind of cool. The heat, hot parts of it, again, were the SSD, the detachable memory card is in the back. But most of the heat was dissipating from the top vent like it's supposed to. And the bottom of it was actually quite cool, as well as most of the whole console. And they even said when they were touching it, it wasn't like sweltering hot, and the SSD wasn't hotter than the inside, and the memory card, and all that stuff that had been some kind of rumors So that was good to see that there's no overheating, because again, Microsoft would make sure that they over-engineered the console because nobody wants any red ring of death. So that was kind of cool to see. Again, preview units, so final units I'm sure will be the exact same, let's be honest. But you know, they have to put that stipulation in there. So they got that. That was kind of cool. I assume Sony would be the same thing. They actually announced, that was related for Digital Foundry. Again, kind of a small story, but I thought I'd mention it. Sony had said that they will be able to essentially slow down or speed up the fan based on users' feedback, not intentionally, just from playing the game. You know, the diagnostics will be sent back to Sony, and they can speed up or slow down the fan, it sounds like. So you think initially you're like, oh, that's kind of a cool idea. You know, they can do that, which it is, you know, with just a firmware update. But then you think, wait a minute, you know, because they said they want to, you know, that way you can be tested with dust and super heat, super cold. And I'm like, that's interesting, because I feel like you're making people the guinea pigs. So you're making users, the end user who has to pay $500+ for these consoles, be the guinea pig. Like, oh, my air is a little bit warmer than usual, so maybe the fan needs to go higher, but I don't know that until I've used it and it keeps shutting down and you have to update my console. It's odd, because I know Apple does tests on their phones, their products, with heat and cold. They have buildings and rooms, rather, that they can make it cold or hot or dusty or whatever. I know Microsoft does it. Why doesn't Sony do it? It just seems odd to me that you're basically the guinea pig for it. That's what it comes off as. So it sounds cool, but it also sounds like give us your money first, and then we'll make it, you know, make sure it works right. And, you know, I don't like that idea. It's like when you're with games, right? Like, you ship a game, there's all these bugs, but we'll just do a day one patch. So you knowingly ship a, not broken, but a game with maybe issues that you know have a chance of popping up, but you'll just do a day one patch. And that's kind of what this is like. Like, we know the fan might be screwed up, but we'll let you spend your money first, give us your money, and then we can update it. So I just thought that was interesting. I don't know. Maybe there's no ill intent behind it, but it just kind of seems like they could have tested this a little bit, a lot more before, you know, putting in production and not knowing if it would shut down due to too much heat or cold. So, all right. So moving on from there, I'm going to talk some shows. So I watched the third episode of The Walking Dead World Beyond. I don't know how many episodes are in a season. I hope to God there's only like 10. I hope it's not like a 20 episode season. I know there's only two of them, but oh my goodness. It just, you know, it's not getting any better. I mean, God, where do you start? The acting is so bad from pretty much everybody involved. Like, the main dude, Isaac, I think his name is, or Phil or Frank, I don't know. He overacts. He's not that great. The girl he's with, Huck, like, oh, I said this last week, but her dumb accent, I don't know if she's trying to go for some Cajun accent or Southern. I don't know what it is, but it is terrible. And she tries to come off as like this badass, the way she like stands and she talks all like cockeyed and stuff. It's just absolutely terrible, terrible, terrible. It's like watching a CW show, you know? And then all the kids, all the little kiddies, like, they're just not. There's a scene where they're talking to one of them, Hope, who's going to sound a siren to bring the zombies so they can get out. They're talking over their radio, you know, because apparently this show is magical walkie-talkies, just like fucking Fear the Walking Dead. And, you know, just the way that they're pushing the button and they're talking, it's so teeny drama. And I know they're supposed to be, but I don't know what they're going for at the show. I don't quite understand it. The only reason I'm interested is it's allegedly going to tie into the overall story with Rick and the mainline Walking Dead, but I can't get over like the acting, and then their clothes, like they all still have good makeup. The Huck girl, when they get through this little burning tire fireplace, has this tank top and it's just stark white. And I'm like, you're supposed to be an apocalypse. And I know they came from a community that I guess they had manufacturing of clothes and such. So that's fine. But it just takes you out of it, you know? And, yeah, so I don't know. I don't know where to go with it. I mean, I'm gonna keep watching it, I guess, for now, but a few more episodes, I might lose it. I haven't seen Fear the Walking Dead yet. I'll probably watch that later today, and then next week I can talk about that. But that show, at least after one episode, seemed like it had some potential, but I'm not sure yet. We'll have to see. It was only on Morgan, and if they keep Morgan as like a single character, not his weird shedding his skin of what he's going to be, hate people, like people, kill people, don't. We'll see. But again, I'll let you guys know next week. Okay. So about wrap it up. Last week, I believe I stated that I was going to have a little game fest this weekend, this weekend, and I did. We played some, like only Spellbreak a little bit. Played like 7, 8 games, won like almost all of them. And then we played a lot of Smash, which is fun. Got to play it online. The lag, once you get a few games to adjust to the lag, it's not completely terrible. It's not the best experience, but, you know, at least you can play something online. So that's fun. It is dumb, though, when you play online because you can't, when you're playing with people, like 2v2, you play, and then you win or lose. If you want a rematch, you have to play the same characters. You can never just, like, back out, change, and fight them again. So that definitely sucks, especially if you're getting a decent match. Decent connection with people that are, you know, not completely bad. So, yeah, there's that. Played Mario Tennis, as we always do. Once you have a few pops, it's pretty fun. And then actually played the Black Ops Cold War beta. And that was, it was multiplayer. Of course, and it had the regular game mode like domination, deathmatch, and stuff, but it had this new game mode, Dirty Bomb, and this other new game mode like VIP Escort. And I actually thought the new game modes were kind of fun. It was like a 16-on-16, and four teams of I think it was 16-on-16. No, it was 32 players total, and there were teams of four, and so it was kind of like a mini Warzone, where you actually had armor and you had to collect uranium either from killing people or from cases on the ground. And then you had to arm a bomb and you blow it up. And every time you blow up a bomb, you get points. So, and killing people on the way. So you have infinite respawns, but when you respawn, you have to obviously have a timer, and then you have to either respawn in the air or you wait for somebody to not have anybody near them. So it was actually pretty fun. The gunplay was definitely different than Modern Warfare as it has been, and the TTK, that's the biggest difference, I think, was the time to kill takes a little bit longer, which I like, and I think that's why I like the game. It felt good, the gunplay felt good. I know I typically don't buy Call of Duty games much anymore because I'm old and it's hard to, you know, be good at them, but it was fun. So I'd recommend, well, I can't recommend trying out the beta, it's over, but maybe if that's discounted, you know, after a month after it's been out, I might think about it. But, yeah, it was a good game. So we played that, played some Halo actually once we were real inebriated. And, yeah, overall it was a good weekend. So that's mostly what I've been playing. Yeah, so that's going to do it for me this week. Nobody emailed me this week, so I'm sad. I know, no letters to read. But as always, you can contact me on my x17@gmail.com. And on my X17 at my Twitter, let me know what you guys want to hear, what you like, what you don't like. And as always, thank you for listening, and I do appreciate it. And I'll talk to you guys next week.